This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and today we're going to finish up on the coaching commandments, and we're finishing actually with a meta coaching commandment. Like, it's the overarching coaching commandment that we look at now. If for whatever reason this is your first one you're listening to, then you should totes, and I just use the word totes, go back and listen to the rest of them. There's 15 of them. The first one was moving over exercise. But either way, behavioral adaptability is the number one attribute of a coach. Now, the way that you could imagine this is, it's not the client's job to adapt their learning style to your coaching style. It's your job to adapt your coaching style to their learning style, right? Another way that could be said from a sales professional or a fitness consultant or a buying facilitator, from that sort of angle, is the person buying doesn't buy from your selling patterns. You should educate from their buying patterns, right? And so that's where you're actually working with them, not trying to just solve their problem with whatever fucking tool that you think you have to solve their problem, right? And sometimes people even create problems for people to solve. They're just selling. Anyway, I'm not going to go on a rant on that, but you get the point. So the whole thing here is the ability to adapt your behavior based on what's required in that moment. Now, understanding metaprograms is one of the most powerful ways to do this, because when we can understand metaprograms, when we can understand personality types, right, and not to box someone, it's actually not to box personality types, and using stuff like the Enneagram is not to box somebody, right, it's to show them who they're not, but how they behave when they're not being who they truly are. Fascinating stuff. But understanding metaprograms or thinking patterns, the ability to go through and understand all of that means that you can take information as you're coaching and adapt your behavior to communicate to that person the way they communicate, the way they learn, right? It's a really, really powerful way to make sure that you're actually meeting the person where they're at, you're pacing and leading them, but you're actually adapting your behavior. Now, not who you are, you're staying in your truth, but adapting your behavior to meet them where they're at, right? And to lead them to where they want to go. And this is where questioning is so powerful as well, to move from a state of going, well, this person's probably leaning on me too much. What can I do then to put the onus and responsibility back on this individual, right? But it's also looking at, and that's where using one of the metaprograms, it's super easy, global and detailed, is being able to pick up on the people that are quite global, right? They want to know what the point is before they get the detail. So this is when someone's ever in a meeting, they go, look, what's the outcome? That's a person that's usually more global orientated. It doesn't mean that they're a global person. They probably can do detail, but more often than not, they want the outcome or the point of the story, so to speak, before the actual story. Whereas there's other people who are more detailed that you can speak to them and go, well, look, think of it like this. And you can explain the story or the details and then lead them to a point, and they'll go along with you because they want the details, right? And so you're going to get clients. And this is, once again, valuable for anyone in a management leadership role as well, from a family perspective, from our own self-awareness perspective also. But we get somebody who, as we're talking to them, we can pick up whether they're going to be global or detailed, right? And also allow them to pull detail out of us. Now, this is a really powerful way, because if you've got someone who's quite global and you're giving them detail, they just want the fucking point. Now, the key thing to take away from this, though, is that if you're feeding somebody detail and they're more global, you're actually breaking rapport. And the difficulty of breaking rapport is that you never pace their globalness to lead them to the detail that they may actually require to truly understand and embody what it is that they're learning, right? The opposite of that is that if you're more global and the person wants detail, but they're not in a position where they're sort of almost timid to pull it out of you, then you can once again break rapport or seem like you come across like you don't know what you're talking about. I mean, there's so many variations of that as well. But the key thing there is, and this is my offer for you, leaving this, is to really listen to the global or detailed language of the people that you are interacting with. And pay attention to yourself. Some people that have globals as drivers. One of the boys here, and he might even listen to this, is absolutely fantastic at what he does, and there's certain circumstances where he just heavily leads into globalness. And because we get to hang out so much, I have the absolute pleasure of pointing it out to him from time to time, and to the point where his awareness will continue to build onto it. And that awareness means, and this is the first part, we get practice of awareness with this sort of stuff. When it comes to awareness again and again, they can start, of course, being aware of it, but then start to become aware of it faster and make a different choice, choose to give detail. But if we're not aware of what we're doing, then we can't change what we're doing. We can't choose a different response. And so the powerful thing there first is self-awareness around all these meta programs and the ability to adapt our behavior, then learn how to meet people where they're at. And that's like one of the most powerful things as a leader and as a coach. It's not to change your personality. It's not to change your truth or who you really are. What it is the ability to adapt and communicate to different people in different contexts and just meet them. Meet them, right? That's what people are like craving. They're craving to be understood. And if you can come from a space where you truly are holding space for them and listening to them and you can meet them where they're at, it's one of the most powerful things that you can do to really make an impact and a difference in an individual. It seems so small, but it's so goddamn powerful. And if there's anything that you take away from all of these 15 coaching commandments, I highly hope and I highly encourage you to take away the ability to adapt your behavior. Now, in order to do that at its best ability, it takes time. It takes time to learn things, and I say things as in models, models of development. That's where I offer things like the Enneagram. It's where I offer things like meta programs. There's other sort of the quadrants from Integral Theory of Ken Wilber's, lines of intelligence. There's like 26 different lines of intelligence. Obviously, there's emotional intelligence, there's IQ, there's music intelligence, mathematical intelligence, there's social intelligence, so many variations. Understanding all of these models allow us to have conversations and actually start to hear the person, hear what they're actually saying, but also what they're not saying. And this is real coaching, right? Because we're actually starting to meet the person where they're at and lead them from there. But we have to adapt ourselves to be able to do that. If all we're doing is expecting them to meet us, that's not coaching. That's not leadership. That's dictating, right? And we have a heap of dictators in the fitness industry. And I highly encourage you, but it's your fucking choice, to step out and move into a space of a coaching leader. You can do that. And it just takes a completely different angle and a completely different lesson in order to do that. And it's a continual unfolding. Yes, it is. But team, that's me done for the coaching commandments. I hope you got something out of this. I'd love to actually find out if you have got benefit out of these coaching commandments. Let me know which one you got a lot of benefit out of. Let me know what your favorite one is. You can do that simply getting in touch with me on Instagram at DDNix. Anyone that's got in touch with me before knows that I reply, obviously. I'm a human. But what I'm getting at there is I'd love to interact with you. I'd love to find out what you found interesting. I'll have some questions myself. But team, that's me done for the coaching commandments. We're back to our normal thing. Tomorrow you'll find out a bit more about my actual seminar that I'm running in Sydney as well this weekend, but for future reference as well. So stay tuned for that. But team, that's me done. Until next time, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, slay the dragon. I'll see you soon.